7. Omega receives the Xeron crystal. The three humans move towards the door of the control room. "Stop," said Omega. The three stopped and waited for Omega to speak. "There are some things to do first. Do not bring a Xeron crystal into this room until you have prepared me."
"Prepared you?" asked Garth. "What do you mean?"
"I have already told you," answered Omega. "Xeron crystals are harmful to robots. You must prepare me to receive the crystal."
"And how do we prepare you?" asked Varon.
"You, Varon, are the only person who can do this."
"Why me?"
"You have the sonic key," replied Omega. "You will need to use your key. Here, in my right side, there is a small compartment. You must open it with the sonic key." Omega touched his right side with his arm. "Inside this compartment," Omega went on, "you will see a white control switch. This switch is locked in the on position. You must use your sonic key again. Unlock the switch and set it to the off position."
"Is that all?" asked Varon.
"No," replied Omega. "When the switch is at the off position, you must put the Xeron crystal inside the compartment. Then you must close the compartment."
"And when that is done, will we have enough power to get back to Xeron?" asked Miranda.
"We will have enough power to go anywhere in the universe," was Omega's reply.
"Wait a moment," said Garth. "I remember that compartment. When we stole this ship, we made the owner program Omega to obey our commands. He opened his compartment and turned that switch to the on position, and he locked it there."
A loud humming noise came from the control panel. The blue light on the display screen was flashing brightly.
"Danger, danger," said the ship's warning system. 10 minutes of power in life support systems."
"If I do not get the Xeron crystal," said Omega, "the three of you will die."
"I don't like this," said Garth. "I don't trust Omega."
"But he's a robot," said Miranda. "He can't tell lies, and he can't do harm to human beings."
"Time is passing," said Omega. "You must decide quickly."
"Give me the sonic key," Varon said to Garth.
"No, I'm not going to give you the key," answered Garth. "I don't trust you. I will do it myself."
"Don't be a fool," said Varon. "You can't use the sonic key. It's programmed to my fingerprints. It won't work for anyone except me."
Garth stood holding the sonic key firmly in one hand and the laser gun in the other.
"I must find a way of getting that gun from him," Varon thought to himself. "If I don't kill him first, he'll kill me."
"There is no more time for argument," said Omega. "You must prepare me now to receive the Xeron crystal." The humming noise was now much louder. The blue light on the display screen was now flashing quickly on and off. Garth slowly handed the sonic key over to Varon. He stood back a little, but he still held the laser gun in his hand. It was pointing at Varon. Omega raised his right arm away from his side. Varon pointed the key at Omega's right side. He pressed the button and held it firmly.
"Hurry," said Miranda.
"Stop talking," said Varon.
At last, there was a soft sound and the door of the compartment opened. Varon saw the white control switch. He pointed the key at the switch and pressed the button. The switch slowly began to glow with a red light. Varon held the key firmly. The red light changed to green. It was now locked in the off position.
"Omega is now ready to receive the Xeron crystal," said Varon. "Let's get it quickly."
The three of them hurried out of the control room. In a few minutes, they were back. Varon was carrying the small box with the Xeron crystal inside. He opened the box and lifted out the crystal. Garth and Miranda looked at it closely.
"It's beautiful," said Garth.
"And it's valuable," added Miranda.
"It was mine," said Varon. "Now I'm losing it."
"Hurry," said Miranda. "When we get back to Xeron, we'll all have one."
Varon placed the crystal inside the compartment. He pointed the sonic key and pressed the button. The door of the compartment closed with a soft noise. A green light glowed on Omega's side, then faded. "We've done it," said Varon. "Now let's see what happens."